Hey, it's Dan Miller from No Quest for the Wicked. Us and the fine folks at the Atomless have teamed up for this very special preview of Starfinder 2nd Edition, led by Paizo's own Jenny Jarzabski. This playtest features the new rules as they currently exist in the latest build before the public preview. As such, the rules we're using may change by the time they get into your hands. But until then, we're excited to show off what we can and hear your thoughts too. This is the exciting conclusion to our two-part preview, so be sure to catch the first part over on No Quest for the Wicked. With that out of the way, on to the finale.
All right, that is Isif's turn. It is now my turn. You notice several other combatants emerging from behind cover. One to the south from behind a minecart laden with ore. Runs forward and takes a shot at Navasi. Does a 16 hit you, Navasi?
Oh, I can't warn myself. I was gonna,
no.
I was gonna use my warning ability. Does a 16 hit, did you ask?
Yes.
No.
Good.
Okay, and Chick, does a 19 hit you?
That is gonna get me.
Okay, Woof. As a second one comes running out from behind the boxes to the southeast.
Can I use my warning envoy improvisation for Chick shot?
You absolutely can.
Okay, that'd add plus 4 AC to that to your AC. Would that have prevented a hit?
Absolutely, my AC's 18.
Nice. All right.
Watch out! You dodge just out of the way, just in time, thanks to Navasi's warning.
Navasi's, like, arm shadow, like, reaches across and grabs my shadow out of the way, pulling me back.
I love that.
Ah, that's cool.
Aw, that's cool. Yes, yes. Canon. All right. It is Knight's turn.
Knight, upon seeing gunfire, and is going to attune. And now the attunement has, I know, has like already happened, but through the like combat beginning, it's now I'm doing photon, right? Because you're gravity.
Yeah.
Okay. Is going to specifically solar flare, like do the manifest of a solar flare, which is their ranged Solarian weapon. The magic hour, like golden and beautiful, like orange and yellow hues, like wrap around the camera. And then a kind of like a golden orange light flicks on as recording, as that then becomes their ranged weapon. And then I'm gonna can I get on top of this truck?
Absolutely. I will say you can make an athletics check to kind of leap on top of it or kind of boost yourself and climb as you're
moving. Yeah, I have the combat climber feat.
You do?
Yeah.
You have a free hand while you're climbing and you're not going to be flat-footed.
Oh, beauty. Which I don't imagine I'm going to need. It's only a truck, so I'm not going to be hanging there this whole time. This is a... What did you say this was? Athletics? Acrobatics?
For the climb? Athletics.
Mm-hmm. Athletics. That will be a 22.
Easily.
To hop onto the head of this truck. Oh, dang. So exposed right now. I'm gonna hop out since my solar flare can only do, oh, it's 30 foot. That's actually a little better than I thought it was, but it's still a tad too far. So I'm instead gonna chuck out my semi-automatic pistol and I'm gonna do some pew pews on. I'm gonna go on the person who was already shot, who's hiding behind the toolbox. I'm gonna... Okay, that is a 21 because it is a 14 plus 7 and then plus the get 'em.
That will hit.
Beautiful. Piddly little pesty 6, but that's 4 damage.
All right. Yeah, you take a shot and deal a little bit of damage.
Like, holding the pistol out and looking through the viewfinder to see, like, where they're aiming, they fire and they're like, okay, all right, that's a good shot, that's a good shot. And then I believe, because I've moved, I've now shot, And because the attunement on first action for Solarians is free, I have another attack, I believe.
You do.
I'm going to do another little shoot. That is a 17-18, that is.
An 18 will not hit.
Dang. All right, yeah, we'll fix that in post. And then turns the camera to Day, because if they don't film what Day is doing, I imagine they will be fired.
And with that, it is Day's turn as we cut to Day.
You see Day, like, you can hear Day purring, and he, like, kind of, like, scratches at an ear and straightens his top and says, okay, watch this, and winks at the camera. How high up is the guy on the crane, the one who was taking pot shots?
So he is 20 feet high on the crane.
Okay. Would I be considered, like, 5 feet up, like, by standing? Because technically because if I have something 15 feet that just emanates from me, would it hit them if I were standing at the bottom of the crane, even though they're 20 feet up? Because I'm not at zero.
I would say, depending on what the effect is, but if you were going to do something like a supernova or try to use like your solar, like kind of like stride past and grab them towards you, I would say that you could reach them.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the stellar rush.
Yeah, you could reach their position. Perfect. If you were right next to them, yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to do one action to stride.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use stellar rush, which lets me stride a further two more times, adding 10 foot to each movement, which will get me right beside them.
Day's got the zoomies.
Yeah, basically you just see him, like, he starts running like normal, and then you see the graviton kind of like build up in him, and it's like a weird combination of like every time his foot goes down, it seems like he's really, really heavy and it like slams into the ground, but every time he like leaps up, he's really light, and it's just this like interplay of like light, heavy, as he just like runs all the way down.
Nice.
And when he grinds to a stop, this like wave of graviton like energy just like pulls all these things towards him. And I'm going to need a save, or I will pull him directly towards me off his little perch.
That's a 9.
That is actually a critical fail.
Oh, no. What happens?
No, I don't think anything changes if it's a crit fail, but he just gets pulled directly towards me.
Okay. So, yeah. So you all of you hear like a series of bangs and scrambling sounds as Day's gravitational force that they've just exerted rips this sniper from the top of the crane, and they kind of like fall in a heap next to Day, immediately kind of getting up, but they are right next to you, Day.
Do they take fall damage?
No, not this time. They're lucky. Okay.
That's fair. As Day, like, you see his graviton energy like spent because it has the cycle tag, so it now changes to photon. So he's just like burning and grinning down at this guy. That's me.
That's terrifying. that's really cool. All right, and it is actually this guy's turn. So the sniper just kind of seems to be trying to collect himself, but you are right here grinning and burning in front of him. So he staggers backward as he does so, flipping a kind of a lever on his gun, and you hear it kind of whirring up as though it's powering up, and he unleashes this spray of bullets on you as he fires his gun in automatic mode. Day, please make me a reflex save.
Ooh, that's delightful. That's going to be a 27.
A 27?
Delicious.
Somehow, yeah, you are actually able to completely dodge this wild spray of bullets. It must be because of how panicked he is. And he staggers back, trying to get cover from you, using the crane, kind of blindly grabbing out for the walls as he pushes himself away from this terrifying Patra wreathed in solar flame.
My photon aura just kind of like flares a bit, like almost like a flashbang, and he just like kind of reels back and just goes a little wide.
Absolutely.
That's why I wear the sunglasses.
Very good.
He didn't think to bring sunglasses. Going to the polar opposite, though, back to the shadows, it's Chick-Chick's turn.
Cool. Yeah. Chick-Chick
looks at sort of the situation, kind of assesses everything. Everyone's doing all right. No one needs any sort of particular help at the moment, but he's going to spend one action and he reaches his hand out towards the darkness in the pit and almost like scoops some of it up from afar and brings it over to him and like wraps himself in it as I cast shield on myself, which is one action. And then I'm going to use my focus spell, which is Shadow Snap. So it's a two action to cast it. It's concentration, and I'm going to focus on the one who popped out on the left-hand side, who came out from behind the minecart. And I'm just going to, once again, look really, really focused and just wave. And he doesn't see it, but his shadow waves back at me, and I'm going to cause his shadow to stalk him.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, cool.
All right, so I believe what that means is the next time he attacks or uses a manipulate action, his own shadow is going to attack him, not dissimilarly to the way reactive strike works. Is that correct?
And all right. If I score a critical hit on him, it will disrupt that action as well.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so you do that. I believe that was your turn, Chick-Chick.
That's my turn. That's all three.
Okay, Navasi.
All right. Navasi is going to go ahead and grab one of her, one of her sticky bomb grenades, as she is going to prepare to lob it towards the original shooter on top of, who was on top of the crane, mm-hmm. and says, "This can't be the best you've got on your team, is it?" As she also is going to use Dispiriting Taunt and attempt an Intimidate check to demoralize that enemy. If I fail, the enemy is off target, and if I succeed, the enemy is instant shaken.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a nat 20!
Oh!
A crit! Sweet!
He's terrified. So he's been demoralized, correct?
He is shaken. This is not a demoralized check. This is just a status condition, and is going to then attempt to chuck sticky bomb grenade in his direction. That's a 17. Does that entangle him by chance?
Okay, so the way that we're testing grenades for Starfighter 2 is that for things like grenades and area weapons, now you just count to have thrown them or fired them. You don't have to roll to hit because this isn't really a precision thing. You just kind of have to know the general place you want this to land.
Oh, I am way out of range, I believe.
You might be. I believe it might only be like 20 feet.
I think it's 10 feet for sticky bomb.
Okay, yeah, you are. Thanks. I didn't say anything either. Would you like to just go ahead and pew pew instead then?
Yeah,
or
I'll pew pew. It's
do
cool.
A little pew pew. You can also use more than one envoy directive at a time in a turn. So if you'd like, you could also keep your get 'em going and then shoot. You would have actions to do all three of those things if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do another round of get 'em. Just relaying to the team. Just keep them busy. Keep them distracted. We're going to get them soon.
Do you want to keep it on the original shooter who fell off the crane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then, is it okay if I keep my previous roll? Would you like me to reroll?
Oh, you can keep it. Absolutely.
Okay, so that was originally a 14.
So that was
14.
A crit. Oh, a 14. Okay.
The crit was just for the
Was for
the
your,
condition.
Right, for to make him shaken. Correct.
Yes. so 14 plus 5 for just a tactical semi-auto is 19.
And that will hit. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
That's 3 plus 2 is 5 analog.
Oof. With only a shred of health remaining, this frightened, trembling person throws his gun down and kind of sinks to his knees with his hands up. I know I should have joined the Starfighter Society instead of becoming a pirate. I'm so sorry. Please, I surrender.
And I think right then she's just going to say, stay right there for me.
Okay, whatever you like, boss lady. I'll do anything, I swear.
And that's Navasi's turn.
All right, Isif.
Great. I'm going to come out of cover, just to fire right now. I can fire more than once in a turn because they're all one action, right? It just
yes, you just will have a what's called a multiple attack penalty for additional strikes after the first.
All right. So the first I'm going to hurt is this fella on the other side of this long, deep trench. And that is... Wow, my rolls are not doing so hot today. I gotta say, that is a 14 only to hit.
Can we use hero points to assist our team members?
Usually not.
That's all right. I got another hit in me. Isif bangs the side of their hip because clearly some sand has gotten lodged in there and is preventing them from having full body movement. And it's like, don't worry, I'll still get you. And I'm going to hit again, this time with the penalty. How much is my penalty for the second attack?
So first of all, so Isef's sniper rifle, it is an unwieldy weapon. So because of just the complicated mechanism behind aiming and firing it properly, you can only attack with it once per round. However, you could draw your sidearm, which I believe Isef has just a pistol. And
I do.
If you were to do that and make a follow-up shot, your multiple attack penalty for the first shot would be a -5 from whatever you roll.
That's no problem, but I'm not going to go after the far person this time because they're 85 feet away and this only thing only has a range of 60. So I toss my sniper rifle right to the side of me so I can pick it up again shortly thereafter. And this time I'm going to peek, so I duck back into cover right after this and hit the one on the opposite side of the crane, the one that's not too far from Day.
All right, and, pew pew.
Yeah. This time 6 plus 19. Equaling 25 to hit.
That's nice. Gonna hit. Precious.
Absolutely. Excellent. This one does 1d6 cold damage, 3 cold damage to the close by fella, and then I'm immediately back in cover again. The only evidence I was ever there was the sniper rifle, still just on the ground, waiting for me to come back to it.
A blast of freezing energy and then nothing as Isif melts back into cover. And it is... the one who surrendered is their turn. This sniper remains in a cowering, surrendered position here behind the crane and takes no actions with one hit point. Oh my goodness. However, the others are not cowed by this. They're not afraid. And the second fighter who was just hit by a freezing projectile comes running. I see Knight crouching on top of the truck. Day, in all of their brilliance, I am actually going to run up toward the truck, unleashing a fire of automatic weapon fire onto Day. And, well, maybe a few stray bullets will hit Isif, but the way this is going to work is both of you are going to roll me a reflex save. Isif, because you're in cover, you're going to take a +4 bonus to that reflex save. So you're getting a lot of cover from the truck and some of the ramp there.
This is also the gentleman whose shadow is stalking him currently. So I get a free attack on him as he runs.
Okay.
I rolled a 28.
Okay.
Is that a crit?
That is actually a crit.
So,
and you said if it's a crit, he's prevented from acting, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so we're actually going to rewind here a little bit. All right.
That's what he thought as he raised his gun and looked at them in the distance, and then he just falls flat.
This was the plan, but what actually happened was...
He still gets to move. It's just his either ranged attack or manipulate action that gets interrupted.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so he moves up, it starts to fire, but as he like pulls the lever to fire in automatic mode, his shadow wriggles and restrains his hands from pulling the trigger.
Yeah, there's like, he tries to pull it, and his shadow's finger is in the way, so he can't compress the trigger. And I'm now going to get to do 2d10 cold damage to him.
Oh, more cold.
That is 13 points of damage.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, chilly.
Just imagine being on a frozen, freezing rock, and then two people out of nowhere decide, you know what you need to freeze more.
Yeah,
more cold. That was his ill-fated turn. Knight, it is now your turn as you see this attempt at shooting you right in front of your face.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because the counterpart that I am copied whole cloth from has changed from Graviton to Photon, I, unfortunately must do the same, and I must change from photon to graviton. However, that is fine, because I'm going to supernova on this one guy in front of me. You choose to affect creatures within 15 feet or 30 foot of you, not including yourself, and I'm going to attack this one guy. They take 1d10 fire damage and must attempt a fortitude save. As the camera goes from day and they run toward me to shoot, the camera flicks at them, and then there is this flash from one of those, it's like a brightness from those old 1920s flash cameras where they had the they hid under the hood and did that really big flash bang flash. It's going to be that goes explodes from the camera, and they're going to take 10. Oh, beautiful. And what was their fortitude?
It was a roll? 13. Sounds like it might be a failure.
I believe so. Yes, it is. Then, because they failed, creature takes full damage and is blinded for one round.
Blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light. That's it. So that was supernova, which is two actions, and I have one left over.
Yes,
unless they have deceased.
They are still alive, just blinded by the light.
At least you warmed them up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They were too cold. As they switch from photon to graviton, the beautiful magic hour hues that were over the camera kind of switch, and the camera switches to night vision, that green Blair Witch Project horror looking, as they film this person, and then they are going to once again take a dirty little shot with their... Oh, actually, oh, maybe I don't, because I think I'm close enough to just solar shot them. Yeah, I'm going to solar shot.
Yeah, you are. You could.
Beautiful. As they film them and it switches over to night mode, the very fact that I am filming them causes this solar shot to go off, considering that they are within 15 foot of me.
And you've cycled to night mode or graviton mode, so this is now piercing damage, correct?
This is graviton mode is 1d8 bludgeoning
damage.
Photon
yes.
is 1d8 fire.
All right, perfect.
Oh, that is just delicious. Don't we love that? That is 25.
Yeah, the pulse of gravity hits. So roll me damage.
Impeccable. Let's do that. 1d8. Dang it. That is only 2, unfortunately. Is that envoy ability still on? Do I still get a +1 to it, or is that turned off now because it's been a few turns?
That that has ceased, and that was for different target as well. So,
Of course.
Unfortunately, so this concussive blast pushes them back, but is not enough to end this threat. This person is still going. And I believe that brings us to Day's turn.
Really wish everyone wasn't so far away from me.
And whose fault is that? Who ran away from the group?
I just hear this in my head through the telepathy. As you see me looking left and right, and I'm like, You just hear a little cat growl come through. Okay, I'm going to Stellar Rush over to this last guy on the right side of the pit. I'm in photon mode, so as I run, I leave this streak of light-infused ground that creates a barrier, which won't really help because they're not between me and anybody else. But
yeah, but it looks cool.
It looks so cool. And I'm hoping that Knight is catching this in the distance. And then I guess I will just hit.
Absolutely.
So I have a battle ribbon as my solar weapon, which to me, I assume is this... razor sharp blade, almost on a stick. I imagine when you see acrobats performing with a ribbon.
Absolutely. Yes, that is absolutely what it looks like.
Perfect.
Yours, of course, is shimmering with light in solar mode, or just kind of this pure concussive darkness that kind of pulses through the air when you're in graviton mode.
Yeah, so I'm switched now to graviton because it has the cycle tag on Stellar Rush again. So first two actions, I run, and all the lights streaming off me and staying on the ground behind me as I run. And then as I approach, I get darker and darker, and my ribbon starts to suck in the light, and I just smack him.
Roll to smack him.
That one.
Oh, I mean, you got those handy dandy hero points you could use.
I am going to use my hero point.
Dang, I was going to get the most viral clip of this whole thing. Hard filming. You whiffed that.
Damn, epic fail.
Oh, you know what? Are hero points conscious? Like, are they a conscious action on behalf of Day, or is it an action on behalf of me?
I mean, it's, you know, I would say that depends on the agreement of the GM and the players, whether that's totally meta thing, if the characters are somehow aware of this ability to, hold on, I want to rewind this moment.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to let the one roll, because Day's in it for the content, and then that one is content. So yeah. I'm just going to beef it. Right.
Yeah, that's some content. Day, it looked so cool until Day just whiffs, almost falling, you know, head over tail into the dirt and rocks.
I think I get my ribbon wrapped around my own tail, and as I go to swing, I just like pull my tail up, and it really hurts. You see, rare.
That's brutal.
That's me. All right, we're back to Chick Chick.
Cool. Man, there's a song or a spell that I really want to do, but again, Chick Chick kind of wants to just put this combat down. I look over cool at the... you know what? I am going to do the cool spell.
Yeah.
I look at Day whiffing it, like just absolutely beefing it, and I grin, and specifically... And individually to Knight, I say telepathically, your name might be Knight, but it's your time to shine. And I pull out my phone and I dial in a number, and your phone begins ringing, Knight, as I cast motivating ringtone.
Best spell.
Oh, that's so good.
You cause the target comm unit to play a cosmically composed personal theme song specific to its owner. Have you been hit at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay. This usually heals some HP. You get a +5 status bonus to all your speeds. You also get a +1 bonus to saving fear effects. And I definitely thought there was a bonus to attack on this. There isn't. So it really is useless.
No,
it's a moral victory.
I just love imagining the fact that Chick Chick has been writing you this personal song for a while.
Yeah, it's definitely a Chick Chick original. Absolutely.
I love it.
And then I'm going to use my final action to... You know what? I'm just going to take a shot off at the one that Day whiffed, because I really want Knight to finish this one guy off. That's a nat 1 for me, so I'm going to use my hero point before we're out. Hey, that's a big 2. So,
Oh,
you love that.
I'm too busy like playing with my phone. I'm composing the song as we go with
the
touch tone music. So,
I miss those so much. Those are so good.
It might just be Funky Town, but it's
but like a very emo version.
Yeah,
Funky Town in minor.
Yeah.
Navasi, it's your turn as this mashup by Chick Chick plays, because he's totally distracted at this point.
Once again, Navasi is going to use Dispiriting Taunt on who is looking worse between the two who are still up.
The one who's fighting Knight near the truck is vastly more injured, though it looks like the other one might have had some injuries that he came into this combat with. So both are pretty damaged.
To the one on the right side of the pit with Day and the Funky Town in G minor, Navasi just moves like another step forward on this little like platform that dangles over the pit, and just calls out, "We can make this stop really quick if you want. We can end this really easily." And it's going to do another intimidate check.
All right.
I'm going to use a hero point.
Everyone's using them. I feel left out. I haven't used mine yet.
Oh, that's much better. For an intimidate check, that is going to be 17, I believe. Does that succeed?
Yes. So he is shaken, meaning he is also going to struggle to shoot and perform other tasks because he is really nervous about this situation.
Nice.
Fantastic. And then Navasi is just going to swing around after seeing that particular gun person, like, seizing up a little bit. And then we'll just blast at the one next to Knight on the left-hand side.
Pew, pew.
Oh, that's another crit, baby.
Oh, get them.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Do you want me to roll damage?
You know what? I want to see what it is. So, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll it.
Take every opportunity you can to roll damage. That's my motto.
Especially in a playtest situation.
Oh. That's
all right. What did you get?
Oh, no.
It's 14 piercing.
Holy shit.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, that's
so delicious.
Holy crit.
And a perfect, like, dead shot angle just pierces right through the armor the shooter has, like, skews through, like, the actual, like, rifle that they have, and a little bit of shrapnel actually, like, comes up into them.
Knight setting up for their big moment to have this duel and take this guy out is thwarted as he drops to the ground with Navasi's expert shot. Oh, hold on, I changed my mind too. Can I surrender too? The guy who's fighting Day is like miming putting down his gun.
As they do that, there is like a blue LED dot just sitting on their forehead as Isif has taken up the sniper rifle again.
Day has gotten his like ribbon out of his tail, and he's like, you see him like winding up. There's like waves of graviton because I was really dying to use my shattering impact.
Oh my god.
Chick sees the dot on the head. I look back at Isif and say, no, the dot. Day loves them. And I'm trying to get you to turn the laser pointer off.
That's why this one's blue.
The dot. And in another reality, Day pounces forward to attack the dot. And do you want to describe this shattering impact attack you were dying to use, Day?
Like as in I'm doing it, or
yeah, in this other reality where this gentleman did not surrender to you, because I'm sure you're going to accept his surrender.
I could knock him out with it, maybe.
All right. You know, why don't we go with that?
While he's distracted, I'll do a non-lethal shattering impact.
A non-lethal.
I non-lethally turn this guy into dust, please.
Yeah, that's so. It's a two-action move that is a 22 to hit.
Oh my god!
Which would hit?
Lord,
okay. In this other so that would world. Be,
it dips my damage up a dice size, so that would be 2d10s, I believe, or increase the weapon size by the yeah. So it's an extra dice. Oh, that's pretty good damage. So it'd be 13 points of damage, and it would send him flying. Oh no, it would give him a minus 10 status penalty to speed. So just slowing him down, making sure that he does actually go through with his surrendering. But like, it's so powerful that it actually shatters and dissipates your solar weapon, so it disappears. You have to reattune, which is fun.
Nice.
That is cool.
Yeah. I believe that's the disharmony trait that does that. All right, so you accept his surrender, and he and his other very injured companion, in their eagerness to prove themselves useful to you, explain how they were their pirate boss had them come to this asteroid and rob these poor miners after trapping them inside the mining pit. And show you how to set the elevators back up so you get them functional and rescue the poor trapped miners before they run out of food and air. Thank goodness you came along when you did.
Oh, filming the whole thing.
Yeah, could you say that again into the camera? And I look at Knight and I'm like, please tell me you got the thing with the tail.
No one got anything.
Little thumbs up.
Yes.
No, I was filming the whole thing. I promise.
Yes, I'm going viral for sure.
Can I? Oh, okay. This is going to be awful. Can I do something evil?
Knight, what is that?
Knight walked past me during this combat. And so I'm like bouncing in my hand. a tape, the tape, and I just chuck it down the chute.
I said no filming.
I pull out my camera and look at it and I go, and that's going to be a 3 count for ice of tossing tapes, guys. So keep track. I want to see those bets on our space trion.
And with that, we cut away to the party heading back to their shuttle with the survivors in tow who they've helped out, and they can now help get off of the asteroid and get help, as well as a few retired pirates who are probably going to be looking for a new profession and some new training pretty soon. Maybe they can talk to the Starfinder Society about that. And with that, I think we're going to close for today. So thank you so much. Yay! Thanks everyone for playing with me and for previewing. For those of you who are curious to learn more about Starfinder 2nd Edition, you can check out www.starfinderplaytest.com for our free field tests, which have little rules, previews, and snippets from the team that we've released so far. It'll have more news about when you can play this demo or a similar demo for yourself. And keep an eye out. We will be launching our full playtest rules soon.
Thank you so much for doing this with us. This was an absolute blast. Thanks to Paizo. Yeah. And thank you to all the guys from the Animalist for doing this, because you guys are wonderful.
Hee-hee.
Yeah, and thank you to the folks from NoQuest on our behalf. And thank you again to Paizo. It's been a great time.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you, Adamless. Thank you, NoQuest. Y'all are so awesome. I've really enjoyed playing these games with y'all and hope we get a chance to do it again sometime.
Oh, I hope so.
Hey, it's Nourdine Ali Kadir from The Atomless. We hope you enjoyed the second part of our special two-part preview of Starfinder 2nd Edition. Be sure to head on over and follow or subscribe to NoQuest for the Wicked, our partners, for this special episode. To celebrate this exciting partnership, Paizo is giving all NoQuest and Atomless listeners 10% off any Starfinder product on Paizo.com with the code StarfinderNQA, now through April 5th. This code cannot be used on subscriptions, pre-orders, backorders, or on known Paizo products. Thank you for listening, and see you next time on The Atomless.